That's from 1970 there, and that's an Irish girl by the name of Dinah, and All Kinds of Everything. And I've got a little letter now from an Irish station, or somebody that's concerned with the Irish stations. I haven't actually read it yet. You say you'd be very grateful if we could play a request for all the team on Southside Radio on 300 metres. Broadcasting from Bay, County Wicklow, Ireland, especially Barry. Also, could you send me some stickers? I'm just trying to see if I can see what time you wanted it. Yeah, I'm just browsing through the letter now. You don't say what you want. I'll just take a look through here. So you can just bear with me a moment while I browse through this letters. You say you are also interested in technical information. I don't think you've actually said what the request is. So I'll just generally play a record. This is a favourite of mine from Jerry and the Pacemakers, which I had on anyway. Let's see. What am I better try and sort another record out here. Yeah, so I've got one by the Seekers now, and this is going out to all you fellas in Ireland there, on all the Irish stations. And this is the Seekers in a world of our own. We're certainly in a world of our own on these stations.
Close the door, light the light. We're staying home tonight. Far away from the bustle and the bright city lights. Let them all fade away. Just leave us alone and we'll live.
Oh,
That's the Seekers there, and a world of our own. It's a world of our own from 1965. Got a record for a letter, I should say, from Her Majesty's prison in Liverpool. I think it's Hornby Road, Liverpool. No, it must be Walton. And it's from David Foster. And you say you very much enjoy listening to the station. And you would like you would like the station to have a sort of a northern soul spot. Well, any of the other DJs that are listening, if you're listening, well, if you can arrange any northern soul spots, I'm not too much into northern soul music myself. If anybody connected with the station here is interested and listening at the moment, and you'd like to fit one in, well, we can do that. But at the moment I've got so much on my mind that I probably won't remember to communicate the message to the others on the station, because I'm just so busy with other things. So thanks for writing in, David Foster. And this is going out to David Foster and all the fellas over there in Walton. And this is by the Rolling Stones. Jumping Jack Flash is the title of this one. Just coming up to 3 o'clock, and that's Jumping Jack Flash going out to all you fellas over there in Walton Prison. Thanks for writing in, David Foster. And just coming up to 3 now on Maryland Alternative Radio. Unfortunately, I haven't got the station's theme again because it's been left in Studio 1. And we have 2 studios, you see, because after a person's done a show, all the records are usually scattered all over the place and everything. So we have a sort of a fresh studio where the fella can just walk in and do his new show. I've got a letter here from Clyde Cheaton near Blackburn. I think it's Rishton near Blackburn. Thanks for writing in. And I'm afraid, well, you're asking for a reply. Well, I'm afraid we haven't really sort of got time to reply to letters at the moment. And we haven't got a letter or a person for replying to letters organised yet. I'm afraid we can't send you a QSL. You're asking, could we send any background information on the station? Well, we have in fact been going for a number of years as a different station. Formerly we were Radio 252, but we didn't used to broadcast very regular. We've been going for many, many years. We have. as long as what the other station, Jackie, has been going, if not longer. But we haven't been on regular when we were 252, and also we only used to broadcast late at night at irregular times. He asked for details of the station power. Well, I'm afraid I can't give you that because this is confidential information. And he also timetable. Well, we're on Saturdays and Sundays, every Saturdays and Sundays, from 10 a.m. in the morning until about midnight or 2 a.m. the following morning. That's, let's see. 16 hours a day broadcasting every Saturday and Sunday from Mirzaland Alternative Radio. You're asking a few other little things here. No, there isn't. I don't think there's any other stations in the Northwest that we know of anyway, because if they are stations similar to us, they must be very low powered and very irregular or whatever. Because, well, I don't think I'll go into too many details in over the air. Thanks for writing in, Clive Cheaton. And now we've got an audition tape that's been sent into the station by a DJ, because I think you may remember, and a few weeks ago we were asking for us to send in tapes and apply for the position of DJ. So this is an audition tape. By a new DJ, he's hoping to be with the station in a week or so. And so he should be coming up in just a moment. He's got his own sort of introduction all laid on everything.
It's the sheepdog! Yeah, baby, it's the sheepdog! Sheepdog, sheepdog! Oh, 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 oh. All right, crazy, too out of sight. Right, all right, fine, huh? Yeah, what a show we got for you here tonight, gang. So join my rock for the next half hour, cause we're gonna have a fantastic show here to get things rolling. It's the fabulous Milk and Queen and the Dips. Yeah!
Yes, that's a new DJ that will be with us in a week or so. What am I doing now? Just take a look at the time. It's just gone 3:05, and this is Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 metres, 1125 kilohertz, in the medium wave band. And I'm Bert Williams, taking you through until 6 p.m. and I'll be with you at this time every Saturday and Sunday. Got a letter now from John Looker in Morton on the Widdle. Thanks for writing in. Your writing's a bit small, I'm afraid I'm having difficulty in making it out, and you mention a large number of stations on here. But anyway, thanks for writing in. And I've got a record now by the Rolling Stones. That's the Rolling Stones. And this is, this must be of interest to all those people who have listened to my comments on religion and astrophysics and the universe and so on. This is the Rolling Stones and 2,000 light years away from home. Coming up now. That's the Rolling Stones and 2,000 light years from home. And I got a work QSL from DXer. That's the Bristol Pathfinder DX Club, and this is from Patricia Lohman in Ireland, Dublin 5 in Ireland. Thanks for writing in with your reception report. You say our reception's very good. Anyway, thanks for writing in. But one of the things is, I would just like to say, is that we're very busy and we don't get much chance of replying to letters and QSL cards with other matters with the station. So apologies if you don't receive a reply. Anyway, got a favourite of mine coming up now by Jerry and the Pacemakers. I was going to put another record on, but unfortunately, the record centre that I've got here for putting centre in, going into the centre of records, because some of the records haven't got any centres in, I can't find it, so I'm putting this one on. This is a favourite of mine that I've played a few times. Jerry and the Pacemakers and Walk Hand in Hand from 1965.
Walk hand in hand with me through all eternity. Have faith, believe in me. Give me your hand. Love is a symphony of perfect harmony. When lovers such as we walk hand in hand, be not afraid, for I am with you all the while. Lift your head up high and look towards the sky. Walk hand in hand with me. This is our destiny. No greater love could be. Give me your hand, walk with me. Walk hand in hand with me. Oh, this is our destiny. Don't you worry, darling. I'll be there. Well, whenever you need to know that there is someone who cares. So if your new love isn't the true love, don't you worry, darling, I'll be there.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, that's a twin spin from Jerry and the Pacemakers, and two favourites of mine. First one was Walk Hand in Hand, and the second one was I'll Be There. That's Pure Gold from 1964. And I'm Bert Williams here, and this is Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 metres, 1125 kHz in the medium wave band. And it's just gone 15 minutes past 3 now, and I've got a rather important announcement. And that is, anybody that would, we on Merseyland Alternative Radio, need new transmitter locations. And it's fairly, well, it's reasonably important that we do in fact have them. So if you're able to help out, we'd be very pleased to hear from you. And if you live in a block of high-rise flats, there is an offer of payment of £10 a week, that's 10 a week. If you're able to let us use a room in your place. Now all you have to accommodate is equipment about the size of a radiogram, you know, an average sort of size radiogram. That's a few little black boxes and a fella to look after them. And that's all there would have to be. There wouldn't be any sort of great inconvenience, people rushing in and rushing out and all that sort of thing, because our studios are entirely separate locations from the transmitter location. And as I say, there's 10 a week in it for anybody that lives in a high-rise flat and is able to help out. But the very important thing is, if you live in a high-rise flat and you're going to contact us, it's essential, it's very important that you deliver the letter in person and you don't send it through the post. Just deliver it in person, and all you have to do is put it through the letterbox by hand of our mailing address, which is 22, it's MAR 22, Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. So if you live in a high-rise flat anywhere in the Merseyside area, and you would be interested in making yourself some extra money, you won't have to do anything at all. All we need is the use of a room. You won't have to sort of help out with the station or anything like that. All you got to do, you just let us use a room or a Merseyland Alternative Radio transmitter if you're in high-rise flats, and you'll get that money out of the Merseyland Alternative Radio station funds and finance. I'm just trying to think what I'm going to do next. So anyway, if you want to write in, it's MAR 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. Going on now, we're a record by Gloria Gaynor, and this is Never Can Say Goodbye from 1974. Never can say goodbye. just gone 20 minutes past 3, and I'm Bert Williams on Merseyland Alternative Radio, taking you through till 6 o'clock. And what I've got now, yeah, I've got another reception report from John Dowling Jr. From Ireland. This is County Carlow in Ireland. You've got a great big typewritten thing here, all sorts of information on it, and you've also sent us a QSL card to fill it, for us to fill in, and an SAE and so on, so I'll probably be sending you that off as soon as I get a chance to attend to some of the letters, but I hope you don't mind if it's a week or two, because we've got so many other things to do here, and we haven't got a person who actually handles the letters and mail side yet, and I don't handle it because I'm too busy with other matters connected with the station. One of the things I was going to say to most of the listeners is that if you're ever over in Dublin, Ireland, you'll find that there's about half a dozen to a dozen stations like us all over the medium wave band. But the reason that there's so many there is because the law is entirely different than what it is here in Britain and in the British Isles. Simply because, well, it's the law in Ireland is a lot more looser, and it's very easy for anybody to get away with it over in Ireland, and that's why there's so many stations. But here, I'm afraid there is, well, we come under the Post Office Radio Regulatory Act, or the Wireless Telegraph Act, and we are in fact a pirate radio station, completely unlicensed, and of course it's the job of post office engineers to put a stop to this station if they can, but they haven't had, we hope that they won't have much success, and we're going to do everything we can to ensure that this station stays on the air, regardless of post office engineers or anybody else for that matter. But the law is quite a lot different here, and anybody who starts a station up like this will find, unless you're a specialist like we are, who has all specialised knowledge, specialised techniques, and specialised technical workings, I'm afraid you haven't got much chance, really, against the post office, because, well, I don't think I'll go into too many details all here, because I'll be rambling on all day about things. But anyway, I better be getting on with the music now. Got one now from Billy J. Kramer from 1964, and this one is Bad to Me.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're bad to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad. Don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad. Of letting you go, just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. We'll be right back.
that's Billy J. Kramer there, and it's just coming up to 3:30, that's 3:30 on Midland Alternative Radio, and they're going with a reception report from Blackburn in Lancashire, and this is from, let's see, I'm just trying to think now, the World DX Club membership. He's supposed to be in the World DX Club anyway, and this is from MW Thorwell in Wally in Blackburn. Thanks for writing in, and thanks for your reception report, and we'll try to reply to all these reception reports as soon as we can get a bit of time, and we hope that it's not too much of an inconvenience for you, the time that you have to wait. It'll probably be in the order of 2 to 3 weeks or more before we can reply to these. Going on now, a record by George Harrison, a favourite of mine, from his LP, All Things Must Pass, and this means that all things must pass, including us and the universe, and of course, Midland Alternative Radio. And this is George Harrison from his LP, All Things Must Pass, and isn't it a pity? Yes, it certainly is a pity that life has to pass as we know it, and the whole world and the universe, the whole lot, has to pass.
Why isn't it a shame how we break each other's
George Harrison in the background now. It's quite a long record, that isn't it? A pity as a title. 25 minutes to 4 is the time now. I'm Bill Williams, taking you through until 6 p.m. and I'll be on the same time every week. Going back to what I was saying about me, astrophysics, and my comments on religion and the universe and so on, I sort of come to the conclusion myself that nothing in this universe is infinite. I could be wrong, but I tend to get the feeling that even the stars themselves will go out someday, millions of years in the future, just to leave an empty blackness. That's the feeling that I tend to get when I've thought about astrophysics. The sun will go out, and all the stars, everything will go out, just to leave a sort of an empty blackness. Because that's a feeling that I get anyway when I've looked and I've read up on these things and I've studied it and so on. I've got a letter now, a letter by, I'm just coming back to this little bit. I was saying it's nice to know that so many people have wrote in regarding my opinions and so on. And as I was saying, it's George Harrison, and isn't it a pity? As I was saying, from studies and things I've done in astrophysics, I tend to get the feeling that nothing is infinite in this universe. Everything is totally finite, including the stars and the sun and everything else. And probably in millions of years' time, they'll all come to an end and they'll all go out to leave an empty blackness. I
I'm not saying it's actually nervous, it's just a fear of trying to get, because every sort of angle of science and everything that I look at in relation to religion and what could be behind the universe and astrophysics and so on, it tends to imply that or indicate that I'm not. Anyway, got a little record, letter I should say, from M.K. Midler of McGraw. And he sent in a reception report, thanks for writing in, Keith Medler, and going on my record.